我们应该以一颗喜乐的心来敬拜神。
And I believe everyone should bring a joyful heart when we have an appointment with God.
有首诗歌，我想你们可能都很熟悉。
So I'm going to share with the lyric of a very interesting song which are familiar with you.
其中有一段歌词是这样子。
So the lyric goes like this.
已经在上面的 slide 哈，它就是。他歌词是这样讲，说我爱传讲主福音，传讲天上妙事，传讲耶稣爱罪人，传讲他为人死。
I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus who loves sinners, of Jesus who died for you and me.
我爱传讲主福音，福音是神大能，能救罪人免沉沦，能叫死人得生。
I love to tell the story because gospel is the power of God. It saves sinners from perdition. We may cross over from death to life.
这个歌词的作者 Catherine Hanke 在歌中表达了主福音的内容是。
So the author of this song, Catherine Hanke, and expressed his heart through this song.
他说耶稣爱罪人，他为人死，而且这福音是神的大能，能救罪人免沉沦，能叫死人得生。
And she said that Jesus loved the world and he's willing to die for you and me, and so that we may have eternal life.
这当然是个大好的消息。
So of course this is a great news.
但困难是怎样让人能够了解自己是罪人而需要拯救呢？
And the difficulty is how do we convince people that they are sinners that need Jesus to save them?
这就需要有人去传讲。
So therefore we need people to preach the gospel.
我相信你已经知道我们教会已经有一队志愿军。
So you already observe that in our church we have a group of people and we call it the volunteer army for Jesus.
他们即将启程到亚洲去传讲这个大好的消息。
And they are about to start off for a long journey to the Orient to preach this good news to the local people there.
所以今天晚上我想借着第一世纪伟大的宣教士跟传教布道家使徒保罗的经历来跟大家来分享。
So this morning I would like to share with you the first century great missionary and also the theologian Apostle Paul and how he experienced the gospel.
我分享的题目是属灵征战的预备，你准备好了吗？
So the theme of my sermon is spiritual warfare.And how do we prepare for that?
Next slide.、Okay. 希望透过这个信息，我能够对整个团队的弟兄姐妹们有所激励。
So it's my hope that through this message, we can encourage the people who are about to take this journey.
同时，我也希望提醒大家。
And I would like to take this opportunity to remind all of us.
不管是在前线征战的他们。或者是在后方的我们
Whether you are fighting in the front line or stay behind in the rear area
我们都是一体的
And we are in unity
我们都是面对同一个属灵的战场
And we are facing the same spiritual enemy
因此我们是否能够做好必须的准备将决定这个行程是否能够为主打个胜仗
So the question is how do we prepare for this spiritual warfareAnd how to win this war?
能够将这个福音带给需要的人，让主的名得到当得的荣耀。
So as the message can be preached to the people and to the glory of God.
好，让我们低头一起祷告。
And shall we pray?
主，我们今天晚上在这边敬拜你。
Dear Lord, this evening we come here to worship you.
因为你是配得敬拜的。
Because you are worthy of our praise.
你的名也是配得称颂的。
And your name is worthy to be exalted.
今天我们愿意自己的话语能够贯穿人心。
And today is our prayer that your message can penetrate through people's heart.
让我们知道你的福音是你的大能。
So that we know the gospel is your power.
也知道我们自己的弟兄姐妹愿意这个为这个福音来付上代价。
And we are so thankful that our own brothers and sisters are willing to pay sacrifice for this mission.
愿主在他们前面带路。
May you be their leader and lead them forward.
愿你的信息今天晚上能够在这边得到传扬。
And may your message be proclaimed tonight here.
我们这样子的仰望祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
And we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们今天所要读的经文是在腓立比书的第一章。
So the theme passage we are going to ponder upon is recorded in Philippians chapter 1.
也应该是在你的节目单的背后。
And it has been printed on the bulletin.
我们这样子，如果你是念中文的弟兄姐妹，你跟我一起；如果你是念英文的弟兄姐妹，也就跟 TC 弟兄，我们先念中文，然后再回来念英文，好不好？或我想同时好了，因为节省时间，我们让念中文的就念中文，念英文的就念英文，好不好 ？OK， 那我们一起来。
I thank my God.
Go to the next slide. 好，我们一起来哈。
我们就念中文了，同时啊，
同时
，OK，
同时可以吧？可以哈 ，OK， 好，我们一起来。我每逢想念你们，就感谢我的神；每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常是欢欢喜喜的祈求。因为从同一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。下一章，我为你们众人有这样的意念，原是应该的。因你们常在我心里，无论我是在捆锁中，是辩明证实福音的时候，你们都与我一同得恩。我体会基督耶稣的心肠，切切地想念你们众人，这是神可以给我做见证的。我所祷告的就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多，
使你
们分别是非，做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子，并靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子，叫荣耀称赞归于神。弟兄们，我愿意你们知道我所遭遇的事
has really served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear, thorough and whole part of God and to everyone else that I am in chains of Christ. Because of my chain, most of the brothers in the Lord have been encouraged to speak the word of God more courageously and fearlessly. It's true that some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others out of goodwill. The latter do so in love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former preached Christ out of selfishness and ambition, not sincerely, supposing that they can stir up trouble for me while I am in chain. But that, what does it matter? This important thing that is everything, whether this false motive is true, Christ is free. And because of this, rejoice, yes, I will be continued to rejoice. For I know that through your prayer and the help given by the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance.
腓立比城是使徒保罗在他的第二次的旅行布道当中回应了马其顿的意向。
So we know that Paul, in response to the vision of Macedonian, he started out from Asia and moved to Europe and set up, and that was the starting point of his second missionary journey.
他在那里设立了腓立比教会。
And Paul set up the Philippi church.
腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹们对保罗的宣教事工上有经济上和祷告上的支持。
So we know the members of the Church of Philippi had spiritual and financial support of Paul's missionary trip.
如果套句现代的术语，保罗也可以说是腓立比教会所支持的宣教士。
So in today's language, I would say that Paul is one of the missionaries that the church supported.
保罗因着以巴弗提的来临，得知这个腓立比教会的一些情况。
And because one of the church members by the name of Epaphroditus came to visit Paul, so Paul have a little understanding of what the church all about.
还有弟兄姐妹对他被关在这个罗马的事情有一些困惑或者是误解。
And he, from Epaphroditus, he knew that the people in Philippi was a little bit complex for his imprisonment in Rome.
因此他特别写了这封信，一则可以借此感谢他们过去的支持与关注。
So for this reason, he wrote back to the Philippi church a letter and expressing his thankfulness and his, express his overflowing joy and feeling.
二则也可以报告他的状况来见证神的作为跟能力。
And also he can tell the churchIs a condition in order to testify that the truthfulness of the gospel.
我们可以从保罗写给腓立比教会的这封书信看到，他对这个教会有很深厚的感情。
So from the letter written by Paul to the church of Philippi, we realize that he has a very deep-seated feeling and friendship toward this church.
同样的，我想到我们自己的弟兄姐妹回应了神的呼召。
So it comes to mind tonight that many of brothers and sisters respond to God's calling and do the same thing as the first century missionary did.
在过去几次的前往。
So throughout the previous years, we had gone to Asia many times.
我们与那个地方建立了深厚的感情。
And in the same way, we also establish a deep compassion and love toward the people in Asia.
我知道救济弟兄为了这次的远征，他花了很多的心血跟时间。
And I know that our own brother George and painstakingly put a lot of effort to do the preparation.
他训练这个团队，以便让他们能够准备好去应付这一次的征战。
And he trained the team member so that they are well prepared to face this spiritual warfare.
这些准备我觉得都是很重要的。
So to me, this kind of preparation is awfully important.
同时我也相信宣教士的实际经验可以帮助我们。
So we know that we can learn from other missionaries' experiences also.
今天晚上我们就透过保罗的这一个宣教士的报告来思想。
So tonight we are going to think about how Paul as a missionary and teach us based on his experiences.
我们怎样来预备我们的心，这包括你还有包括我。
And first of all, we ask ourselves, how do we prepare our heart, your heart and my heart,
来面对这一次的宣教。
In order to face this missionary trip,
我将用四点来跟大家分享。
And I'm going to share with you four important points.
首先，我们应该有一颗愿意为主所用的心。
And first and foremost, we must have a serving heart.
什么是一颗愿意为主所用的心呢？
So what does it mean by a willingness to serve God?
保罗自从在大马色遇见主以后蒙召。
And after Paul met our Lord Jesus in Damascus, and his life has been transformed and by called by God.
他热心爱主，为主的福音不辞辛劳。
So he loved Christ with a fervent heart and paid a great sacrifice for the ministry of the gospel.
他对福音的负担可以从他对哥林多教会所讲的一句话来看。
So his fervency and his burden can be understood by the verses he wrote in the First Corinthians.
他说我传福音原是没有可夸的，因为我是不得已。
And Paul said in First Corinthians chapter 9 verse 16 and 17, yet when I preach the gospel, I cannot boast, for I am compelled to preach. Woe to me!
若不传福音我便有祸了。
Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel.
我若甘心做这事，就有赏赐；若不甘心，责任却已经托付
给我。If I preach voluntarily, I have a reward. If not voluntarily, I'm simply discharging the trust committed to me.
保罗非常清楚，神已经把这个传福音的责任托付给他。
And Paul clearly understands Our Lord Jesus has entrusted this commitment to him.
可是若是他只知道责任而不去做的话，那也是徒然。
Now imagine if he just know the responsibility and without action, and all this will be futile.
保罗除了明白传福音是神所托付的以外，他对传福音还有一个很重的负担。
So apart from understanding that preaching the gospel is an entrustment from God, and another thing he has to pay attention to also.
这个也就是一颗他有一颗愿意为主所用的心。
That is a heart of willingness to be used by our Lord Jesus.
他这样的负担可以使他勇往直前，不畏艰险困难。
So this kind of serving heart become an impetus for him to moving forward courageously.
他一生长途跋涉旅行步道。
And we know that Paul had trudged over a long distance in his lifetime.
建立教会为主夺回许多失丧的灵魂。
And then he conduct evangelical meeting and also plant many churches in Asia Minor.
我们想到主耶稣在升天以前也将这个福音传福音的大使命。
And we all know that before Jesus ascended to heaven, he already discharged this commission to all of his children.
那么我们是否也有这种若不传福音我便有祸了的负担呢？
Do you have the same attitude as Paul and feeling that if we don't preach the gospel, the woe will be with us?
有一颗愿意为主所用的心，就可以使我们在各种环境之下都能够处之泰然。
So if you have this kind of serving heart, then you can deal with all the unfavorable circumstances with aplomb.
我们就会不抱怨，我们也不会因为遇上挫折就失去。
And then without complain, and also keep our faith steadfastly.
在我们刚刚所读的腓立比书一章七节跟十三节中，我们得知保罗的宣教事工遇到困难。
So from Philippians chapter 1 verse 7, we realize that Paul's missionary trip is not without difficulties.
他正在受捆锁当中。
And because he was in chain.
一般传统的理解是保罗因着自己同胞犹太人的迫害和诬告而被抓。
So according to the tradition, we know Paul was suffering due to the Jewish people's persecution and false accusation.
最后被囚禁罗马。
And finally, he was imprisoned in Rome.
但是保罗并没有埋怨神。
But you know that Paul never complained against God.
我们可以从他在《使徒行传》二十八章中的记载可以得知。
And how do we know? We can take a glimpse of Paul's attitude from reading Acts chapter 28, verse 31.
他接见所有来见他的人，他放胆传讲神的道。
And the Bible tells us, even he was in prison, he still set up time to receive a large number of visitors and then proclaim the kingdom of God to them fearlessly.
他将主耶稣基督的事教导人。
And then he teach the people with the ministry of our Lord Jesus.
若是保罗因着自己的遭遇就埋怨神，对主失去信心。
So if what happened to Paul can cause him to lose his faith,
他就不用继续放胆传讲神的道，他也不用给腓立比教会写这个宣教报告。
Then the Bible would not tell us that he was fearlessly proclaimed the gospel to the visitors and also write a beautiful letter to the church of Philippi.
许多时候环境可以成为试炼人的机会。
So many times, unfavorable circumstances and suffering can be an opportunity for disciplining us.
但它也可以成为试探人的陷阱。
But on the other hand, he could be an opportunity for a pitfall or trap and cause us to stumble.
所以我们可以说环境可以造就一个基督徒，同样也可以绊倒一个基督徒。
So, therefore, we said the same circumstances can edify a Christian and also can cause a Christian to stumble.
其中的一个差别就是你有没有一个愿意为主所用的心。
And the difference is whether you have the heart, a willing heart to be used.For God's ministry.
这不光是可以应用在传福音的事上，在我们一般的服事上也可以。
And I believe this principle not only apply to just preaching the gospel, but to many, many other things.
在三年前我也有机会去参与我们教会的团队去传讲那大好的消息。
And 3 years ago, I had the privilege and opportunity to join our brother George to go to the Asia to preach the gospel to the local people there.
出发的前，我一再的被提醒说要准备许多的东西。
So before we set out our journey, I've been constantly reminded that we have to be well prepared for our journey.
我们要做很多的教学计划跟准备，来应付各种可能发生的情
形。And first of all, we have to design the curriculum and also the teachers' training and many detailed scheduling.
那时我心里总是觉得说，真的需要这个样子吗？
And at that moment, I asked myself, do we really have to go such a great length to do these trivial things?
两个星期以后，我终于明白为什么舅舅说计划赶不上变化。
And then two weeks later, I realized then what George said, planning can never catch up with unexpectedness.
在去的行程的时候，我跟我的小孩在机场。先到机场去等我们的团员。
So on the first day, we are going to leave United States. We're waiting for our fellow members in the airport.
因着这个阴错阳差跟飞机的误点
，and due to all sorts of accidental mishaps and also and flight delay for some unknown reasons,
我们在机场苦等了八个小时，才等到了我们的团员。
And can you believe that we have been waiting for the plane to take off for 8 hours?
本来已经预备好了这些教材跟师资，也因着这个班级的临时改变跟取消，我们就要做调整。
And first of all, we thought we are well prepared to face the situation. But when we get there, we found out our preparation cannot be fully utilized because the mismatch of the schedules.
像这个样的变化就好像家常便饭一样。
So this kind of changes in unexpected circumstances to a missionary is really a commonplace.
所以那次的经验就让我真的是体验到有一颗愿意为主所用的心是多么重要。
So with that, what I call a bad experience, let me fully realize that having a willing heart is very important.
当我们有了一颗愿意为主所用的心来面对这个属灵的征战以后
Now once we have the willing heart and prepare, well prepared to fight the spiritual war
我们就进入我们第二点就是我们要学习怎样放手让神来
And then we enter into the second point of the sermon that is let go and let God
保罗对腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹说
And Paul spoke to the brothers and sisters in the church of Philippi.
弟兄们，我愿意你们知道，我所遭遇的事更是叫福音兴旺。
Now I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel.
他是希望他们知道，人可能受到地上的权柄的限制或捆锁。
And Paul fully realized that human beings are helpless in bondage.Due to the human authorities.
但是神的福音却不受捆绑。
But the satanic influence has no power over the gospel of Jesus Christ.
保罗因着他自己的捆锁，让他经历了自己的不能，还有神的能。
So because Paul's bondage and helplessness caused him to know that his own inability and God's omnipotence.
虽然他的行动受到限制。但是因着神的美意，他反而有机会可以向御营全军和来探望的人。
And even though his plan does not go out as expected, but it's God's good will that he got the opportunity to preach the gospel to the palace guards.
这让所有接触到他的人都能够明白，他是为基督的缘故而受苦。
So that every people come in contact with Paul knew that he was.Live by Lord Jesus and pay his sacrifices.
然后在十四节的时候，我们看到因着保罗的受苦，激励了有些族里的弟兄姐妹更有信心的放胆传神了。
And the Bible teaches us that because Paul's suffering and many brothers and were encouraged and become fearlessly.
这表示保罗的受苦是神所允许的。
So this indicates one important thing, that the suffering of Paul is allowed by God for his good will.
所以主里的弟兄姐妹看到神在掌权，就更放胆的去传神的道。
So we know that God is sovereign, and God rules over all circumstances, so that the brothers become courageous to preach the gospel of God.
在这个时候，我相信保罗很清楚地看到神的能力。
So we know that Paul is clearly visualized the power of God.
他的信心也更加强了。
And for that reason, his faith increased.
难怪保罗在后来的四章十三节讲了一句话。
And so, no wonder Paul later on in Philippians chapter 4 verse 13,
他说我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
I can do everything through him who gives me strength.
然后接着在十五到十七节中，借着保罗的遭遇，神让保罗看到了一些人传福音的动机。
And through Paul's misfortune and suffering, and God opened his eyes.And give him a perception to see people's motive.
谈到这个服侍神的动机，就让我想到有时候我很怕别人跟我说，哇，你对教会很热心，你帮神做了很多事情。
And speak of the motive of serving, and sometimes I'm very frightened when brothers and or sisters said to me, Brother Chu Ming, you truly help God.
问题就出在那个帮字。
And the problem is on the word help.
因为它让我想到自己服侍神的动机到底有没有问题。
And because it remind me and caused me to retrospect my motive of serving God.
我太太有时候考虑到我自己腰部的问题，她就要我的小孩去做一些需要出劳力的事情。
And actually, I have a back problem which you may not know, but because of that, I sometimes.Instead of doing things myself, I ask my children to do it for me.
就像割草啦，就像装冷气啊。
And such as mowing the lawn or fixing the air conditioner.
但是我知道他们常常不是心甘情愿的。
But I know my children does not want to do willingly.
更何况有时候我自己做的时候，反而更快。
And I found out that if I do it myself, I would do it quicker and better.
但是我知道我太太的苦心。
But I know I have my own limitation.
同样的，如果我认真的想一想，神真的需要我的帮忙来帮他做任何的事情吗？
But if I think a little bit deeper, do God really need me to help him?
当然不需要。
Of course not.
因为他是全知全能的神，他是宇宙的主宰。
Because he's all knowing.And all powerful, and he's the ruler, the king of the universe.
但是他为什么要让我们来参与他的事工呢？
But why he want us to participate and with him alongside his ministry?
比如说传福音呢？
And such as preaching the gospel?
我觉得在传统的基要真理班有一个问题很有意思。
And I know there's a question in the catechism, in aTraditional Bible class.
他的问题就是说，到底人的主要目的是什么？
And the question is, what is the chief end of man?
他的答案就是
The answer is
荣耀神和永远的享受他。
To glorify God and to enjoy him forever.
你们都知道吧？
So do you know?
神创造了我们，让我们能有机会在他的事工上有份。
So God created us and also gave the opportunity to participate in his work.
作为他的儿女，我们的责任就是要聆听他的声音，明白他的心意而去遵行。
So as his children, our responsibility is to listen attentively to his voice and to do according to his will.
以便能够荣耀他。
And that way, we may bring glory to him.
所以我们为主做事本来是没有可夸的。
So actually, we are serving God. We should not boast about that.
所要求于我们的只是要爱他，要荣耀他。
So God's demand is to love him and to listen to his commandment.
因为别人看见我们的行为，神看见我们的动机。
Because people see our outward action, But God sees our inner heart.
保罗在一章十五节里面提到说，有的人传基督是出于嫉妒纷争，有的也是出于好意。
And then Philippians chapter 1 verse 15, it says, It is true that some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others out of goodwill.
出于嫉妒纷争的是由于结党，并不是真心的想要传基督。
So when you talk about those who serve God with envy and rivalry, it's because of self-ambition and not because they have a fervent heart, a sincere heart to serve God.
他们意思是要加增保罗捆手的苦楚。
So actually by doing that, you stay up trouble for Paul.
即使如此，虽然有人传福音的存心不良。
So but Paul said, even though there are some people whose motive is not right in front of God,
但是保罗说，不管是假意或是真心，无论怎样，基督究竟被传开。
But whether they are sincere or not sincere, the end result is the gospel has been preached.
由此我们可以再一次的看到，神的福音确实不会受捆绑。
So this is another example, and knowing that God's gospel is not restricted or constrained.
他是一切的主。
Because God is still God.
既然神是一切的主，我们有福与他同工。我们所需学习的就是怎么样将我们的主权交出来。
Now, the interesting thing is, since if you truly believe that God is God, then He has the authority, then our job is to surrender our autonomy.
我们能够听神的差遣，也就是说，我们怎么样学习来放手让神来。
So we should listen to His dispatch, and then let Go and let God rule everything.
所以有了一颗愿意为主所用的心，也知道我们怎样放手让神来的重要性以后，我们需要学习怎么样同心合意的来兴旺福音。
So we'll talk about having a willing heart and then also learn how to let go and let God do all the things. Now we have to learn about the partnership in the gospel with our fellow Christians.
话说午餐的时候
，And one day during the lunch time，
两个兄弟正在争这桌上的苹果到底是谁应该要吃。
And then the story goes like this: Two brothers sitting on the same table, and they stare at the apple sitting at the middle of the table.
所以这个时候，妈妈看到了，就觉得说这是一个很好的机会，可以给他们一个属灵的功课。
And the mother thought this is a good opportunity to give them a spiritual object lesson.
所以妈妈就说：“你们两个是兄弟。”
And then the mother said to them, "You both are brothers."
你们应该想一想，如果是耶稣在你们这种情况下，他会怎么样做？
So just think about this. What would Jesus do in this situation?
我相信他会让他自己的兄弟来吃那个桌上的苹果。
And then the mother continued. She said, "I believe Jesus will let your brother eat this apple."
这个时候，年长的哥哥对着弟弟就不假思索地说
：“And at this moment, the elder brother say to his younger one,
他说
offhandedly,
他说 Kevin, 现在就让你当作是耶稣。
Okay, Kevin, I let you be Jesus。
这个小故事就指出一个很常见的你去做吧的心态。
So this story tells us a common attitude that all of us will take.
这种心态可能在你我的工作场所上很常见。
And this kind of attitude may happen in our workplace.
很不幸的是，在今日的教会服事上，我们也可以见到这种心态。
So unfortunately, we use this kind of rivalry within the fellowship of the church.
它使我们在事工的推展上变成很缓慢，有时候也没办法同心。
And this is why our ministry is not going fast as it should, and we lost the spirit of unity.
但这也是那个恶者最高兴的。
And of course, this will please our enemy.
保罗在他的宣教路程里面，并不是孤军奋战的。
And from the Bible, we knew that Paul does not fighting alone in this spiritual battle.
从初期的巴拿巴到晚期的提摩太
At the beginning, he has a partner by the name of Barnabas, and later on in his life, he has Timothy as his partner.
还有这封信里面所提到的以巴佛提。
And of course, in this letter to the Philippi, we have Epaphroditus.
都是保罗的同工。
And all these are the partners of Paul, the apostle.
不但如此，他还与几个教会一起同工。
And not just restrict to individuals, and many, many churches also prefer to work alongside Paul.
当然，腓立比教会就是其中之一。
And then we know that the Church of Philippi is one of the clear example here.
在第五节里面，我们看到保罗称赞腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹们。
And then from Philippians chapter 1, verse 5, and Paul said, "Because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now."
他就是说，保罗认识他们开始一直到现在都是与他同心合意的。
So what I mean is, this spirit of unity has been cultivated from the first day until today.
那么什么叫做同心合意呢？
Now what does it mean by the spirit of oneness?
同心合意也就是彼此好像是那个作战的伙伴。
So the spirit of oneness is just very similar to the comrade in a battle.
我们有共同的目标，能够齐心协力一起出击。
And first of all, we have a common enemy, and then we are shoulder to shoulder to work together as one.
我们遇到危险的时候，也可以互相的掩护。
So when we're facing danger, we shield and protect and cover each other.
在保罗遭难的时候，我们看到有些主里的弟兄姐妹更有信心的与他同工。
So when Paul was in trouble, and we learned that many brothers and sisters and worked with him with great faith.
然后有些主里的弟兄姐妹也是在后方付上祷告的代价，来求神能够拯救保罗。
And there's some co-workers fight the battle with Paul in the front line, but on the other hand, there's a group of people pray for Paul in the rear area.
这让保罗有很大的安慰。
So this will offer comfort to Paul, and he let him know that he's not isolated, he's not alone.
这也就是为什么保罗那么有信心的在一章十九节里面说到：“我知道这被捆锁的事，借着你们，也就是弟兄姐妹的祈祷和耶稣基督之灵的帮助，终必叫我得救。”
And this is why Paul can say it with confidence in Philippians chapter 1, verse 19.For I know that through your prayers and the help given by the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance.
所以让我问大家一个问题。
Well, let me ask you a very important question right now.
当我们自己的弟兄姐妹出去为主征战的时候。
So when our own brother was sent off to the far away places to fight this spiritual war,
你愿意成为他作战的好伙伴吗？
Do you want to be a good comrade for this short-term mission team?
若是愿意的话，请你举手。
Raise your hand if you want to.
谢谢。我所要求各位举手的人，至少要认领一位弟兄或姐妹。
So for those who raise your hand, I would like to ask you to identify at least one.Short-term mission member,
天天为他们的身体的平安与健康
and adopt him or her as your prayer partner to pray for the safety, health,
灵命的旺盛
and spiritual growth,
还有神的名能够被高举来祷告
and the fact that God's name may be exalted through them.
这样我相信那位被你认领的弟兄或姐妹。必然觉得你是他的好伙伴。
So that way, I believe those who go to the far away places will feel that you are indeed his or her spiritual fellow soldier.
这样我们才是真正的同心合意的兴旺。
This is what I mean by the spirit of oneness and unity.
最后一点，我想跟大家分享的就是。我们要有一颗能够靠主喜乐的心。
And lastly, I would like to point out that we need a joyful heart.
弟兄姐妹们
，and brothers and sisters,
当你从一个你所热爱的工作中被挪去的时候
，maybe
you love
your job fervently, and maybe one day your working opportunity is removed.
几个星期之前，在附近的 IBM 有一次裁员的行动。
And then you might have known already a few weeks ago, IBM has a huge layoff.
有些家庭受到了影响。
And many families are affected by this resource reduction action.
其中也有一些我所认识的老同事。
So many of them, I even know them.
在我跟他们谈过以后
So as I have conversation with them,
我发觉有的人是满面笑容以感谢的心来领受。
And find out there are two categories of people. The first kind is they joyfully receive his lot.
有的人则牢骚满腹，心里很不平衡。
But on the other hand, there's people who lost their emotional balance and quarrelous.
因他觉得他一生已经卖给了 IBM， 为什么到最后还受到如此的待遇
？And he thought that I've sold my youth to IBM. How come when I'm getting old, they lay me off?
这两种表现让我想到了一句名言。
So this is a day and night difference in their attitude and.It brings to mind a very famous motto.
他说：“一个人的态度决定了一个人的高度。”
And one's attitude determines one's altitude.
在我刚开始进入职场工作了几年。
So when I first joined IBM as an employee,
由于我自己的语言跟表达能力不太好。
At that moment, my English proficiency is far from satisfactory.
没有办法跟我的老美同事来竞争。
So I was not able to communicate well and to compete with them, my co-workers.
所以我就常常觉得我自己的工作果效好像被人家抢走了。
So I always have a bad feeling that and whatever I do and they took my credit.
所以我就时常抱着一个提防我同事的心。
And then I cultivate a I took on a defensive measure.
可是我越是如此，我的人际关系就变得越糟糕。
I do that, the worse my human relationship became.
我在同事眼中的地位是越来越低。
So therefore, in the sight of my colleagues, and they look down upon me.
直到我认识主以后，我体会到主是掌管一切的主。
So after I become a Christian, I realize that God controls everything.
因为连那个王的心在主的手中也像垄沟的水一样随意的流
转。Because the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, he directs it like a watercourse wherever he pleases.
既然有如此的体会，我就开始感谢主。
So once I have this kind of understanding, and my heart filled with gratitude toward the Lord,
我感谢他赐给我一份可以支持我家庭的工作。
And for one thing, I thank God for giving me a job.For the subsistence of my family.
也感谢他掌管我的去跟留。
And then I become to realize that my going or staying with my workplace is really up to God.
很奇妙的是，随着我自己态度的转变
，So as my attitude change,
同事们对我也越来越尊重。
And then I gain more respect from my colleagues.
我的人际关系也变得越来越好。
And then the human relationship improved tremendously.
当然，我的人也是越来越喜乐了。
Of course, I myself will become more and more joyful.
其实，人在受苦当中，是那种不甘心受苦的态度，使他无法脱离那个痛苦的境界。
So if you suffer, and then you truly believe it is a helpless situation, then you fall into the trap of despair.
你越觉得不甘心，你就越被痛苦给缠住了。
If you have a willingness to accept the circumstances, then your pain will increase.
保罗所给我们的印象是，即使在受苦当中，他仍然是喜乐的。
So the impression that Paul gave to us is that even though he was suffer tremendously, he maintained his joy all the time.
因为他是个懂得感恩的人。
Because he's a man who knows.What thanksgiving is all about.
他对腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹说
And then he said to the brothers and sisters in the church of Philippi.
他说我每逢想念你们就感谢我的神。
I thank my God every time I remember you.
每逢为你们众人祈求的时候常是欢欢喜喜的祈求。
In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy.
在十五十八节里面保罗在看到不管有人传福音的动机是假意或是真心基督还是被传开了。
So Paul took the attitude that even though some people preach the gospel with a wrong motive, but under the unseen hand of God, the gospel indeed was spread out.
他就为此欢喜，并且还要欢喜。
And for that, he rejoiced and rejoiced even more.
他这种发自内心的欢喜是一种靠主的喜乐。
So this outflowing of his joy is really a testimony to the people in his immediate surroundings.
因着保罗感恩的态度使他能够超越那痛苦的环境。
So because his spirit of thankfulness, he can transcend the suffering and unfavorable circumstances.
所以他有神的喜乐在他的心。
So therefore the joy of God is in his heart.
这也是我衷心为我们每个人所向神恳求的。
So therefore today we should pray for ourselves and ask God to give you a joyful heart.
不管环境如何，愿神赐给你们一颗靠主喜乐的心。
So no matter what the circumstance is, and may God grant you a joyful and thankful heart.
为了我们即将面对的这个属灵征战。
So we're facing the short-term mission team, a spiritual warfare.
我刚刚跟大家分享了四点。
So I just shared with you the four important points.
况且我盼望我们每位弟兄姐妹，不管是在前线征战的，或是在后方防守的。
So it's my prayer for hope that whether you are fighting the battle in the front line or staying in the rear area,
我们都能有一颗愿意为主所用的心。
And all of us should have a heart, to be used by God.
就像当年那个在主耶稣入耶路撒冷城的那个驴驹。
And just like on a Palm Sunday, and the colt on which Jesus rode entered into Jerusalem for the last time.
谦卑顺服为主所用。
And be humble.And be obedient and be available to be used by God.
然后我们需要学会放手，将自己的主权交出来。
Learn how to let go and surrender our autonomy and in God's hand.
唯有如此，神才能够成为我们得胜的旌旗。
And only in this way, our God will become the victorious banner for our battle.
当我们能够互相成为属灵征战的好伙伴以后，
So when we address one another as a spiritual partner,
我们就能够同心合意的兴旺福音。
Then we can advance the gospel with the spirit of unity.
不管是环境如何，我们需要凡事谢恩。
And regardless the circumstances that God gave to you, we have to learn how to give thanks to God.
如此我们才会有一颗靠主喜乐的心。
And then we will have the joy that overflow from our inner being.
最后让我一个个人的小小见证来结束今天的
分享。 So I would like to end this sermon with a little story about myself.
在三年前参与宣教的那一次活动当中，
So 3 years ago I participated in George short-term missionary to China.
我已经告诉了大家我经历一些波折。
And I already told you I have experienced some setbacks and obstacles.
所以在到达目的地以后，我的身体实在感觉非常的疲惫。
So upon arrival, on that time, I felt very tired.
然后第二天早上，我们又得早起参加祷告聚会。
And the next morning, I got to get up at 6 a.m.
那时候我实在感到有点力不从心。
And I was found out that my strength does not match my aspiration.
因此我心里就开始有那种发牢骚的念头。
Then I become convulsed.
在早餐完毕以后，我们开车到那个上课的地方。
And then later on, we drove our car and to the place where we are, when we were conduct the classes.
刚刚进那个地方，我就感到一阵的震撼。
And once I enter into the classroom, and then I feel something that shocked me.
因为我看到一群的小朋友坐在地上。
Because I saw a group of young boys and girls sitting on the floor.
在他们每个人面前都有一个小板凳。
And then in front of them, there are some wooden benches or stools.
可是他们并没有坐在板凳上面，他们是坐在地上。
But these youngsters did not sit on it.
因为板凳是用来做书桌用的。
But use this benches as a desk.
我心里突然记起了主耶稣在加利利海对彼得所说的一句话。
And then Jesus said to Peter in the beside the Sea of Galilee and reminds me.
他说你爱我吗
And Jesus said to Peter, Do you love me?
我顿时觉得很惭愧
So at that moment I feel shameful.
因为我经常为了一点点的波折
So
我的身体的劳累我就想停下来
I behave this way. And then I behave this way due to a little bit physical exhaustion.
看到这些小朋友，我突然明白我为什么要来。
So when I see these youngsters sitting in front of me, and then I realize, I ask myself, why I have come here.
我感谢神给我机会能够与他同工。
At that moment, I give thanks to God for the opportunity and for the partnership to advance the gospel.
能够跟其他的弟兄姐妹们同心合意的兴旺福音。
And I can work alongside with my brothers and sisters to advance the gospel.
我学到了，当我有一颗愿意为主所用的心的时候，我才不会被周遭的环境所搅扰。
And then I found out that once I have the heart of willingness to serve God, then I will not be bothered by all those.Unfavorable circumstances.
当我认清一切都是须以神国为念的时候，我知道我需要放手让神来。
So once I know that I have to devote myself to the ministry of the kingdom of God, and then the first thing I learn is I have to let go.
也唯有我懂得凡事感恩，我才能够有一颗靠主喜乐的心。
And only if I learn how to give thanks in everything.Then my joy will restore.
所以最后让我再问你们一次。
So lastly, let me ask the question once more.
你们准备好了吗
？Have you well prepared?
好，让我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们永远都是没办法准备好。
And dear Lord, we owe you.Much.
因为我们知道我们的软弱
Because we know our weaknesses.
但是我们感谢你，你愿意使用我们。
But we give thanks to you, even we are weak, but you still use us.
我们就将我们自己交出来，愿主使用。
And then at this moment, we are willing to make ourselves available to be used by you.
愿主能够保守我们自己的弟兄姐妹，一切能够平安。
May you keep our brothers and sisters their safety.
愿主你自己的名能够得到高举。
May the Spirit of God be with them.
我们将一切交在你手里，仰望祷告是奉主耶稣。
And for all this, we commit into your hand. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.